The December hog and pig survey, that one's going to be about 8,000 farm operators we're going to be contacting. And that gives us a snapshot of, hey, this is the number of hogs and pigs we have on hand as of December 1. And I always tell people, one of the other big things in there, it's that expected farrowings and the expected pig crop coming down the pipe. So that gets us, what's the supply coming in the spring? You know, so that's kind of neat to think about that.
Now, the final numbers from that report will actually be released this coming Friday, December 22nd. And another report in the livestock industry is the annual cattle inventory report.
That cattle inventory data collection will start about, it'd be like the end of December. That'll run through about January 15th-ish, something like that. And that one comes out at the end of January. And that's a big one for, yeah, because, you know, given we've had a, we change sometimes with you know, what we do program wise due to resources. That January cattle, that gives us the benchmark of what's going to happen for the whole year. It gives us an idea of what's that feeder cattle supply, you know, comes out of that January cattle. So that's the one that kind of drives everything. Okay, how much feeder cattle are going to be available through the whole season then? So that's kind of a neat one.
But no matter what type of survey NAS is conducting, Prasaki says they are all very important, and they really appreciate producers filling those out and sending back in a timely manner.
Every farm operator that reads a questionnaire in the mail, there's a code in there that they can go online and fill it out at their own leisure. You know, if they're checking markets at the end of the day or whatever, trying to make some plans, it might take 10 minutes to do some of these surveys online. And so just take the time. You can do that. And the quicker, the better, because this boy, at the end, you're not scrambling to get some, you know, trying to get as much as you can. And we want as many farm operators to respond as possible.
More information about any of their surveys can be found at nas.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.